coping with the heat. I'm Chris Foster. Fox News Vice President Harris today will announce more than $13 billion in federal assistance to help lower-income Americans cover the cost of heating their homes this winter with prices so high, also to provide rebates for making homes more energy efficient. President Biden again warning oil companies.
I made it clear the industry has a choice. Either begin to invest in America or pay higher taxes on your excessive profits and face other restrictions.
The president in Miami Gardens, Florida. David DePapp, the suspect in the attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, pleads not guilty. He's held without bail.
A bail hearing for DePapp, who faces state charges, including attempted murder, set for Friday.
If he's released from custody by San Francisco, he would be immediately taken into federal custody.
His lawyer, Adam Lipson, explains the federal government has filed separate charges. A court filing alleges DePapp was on a suicide mission, planning to target other California politicians. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Sources tell Fox Capitol Police were not watching the security camera video feed outside Nancy Pelosi's home at the time of the break-in. She was in Washington, D.C. The North Korean military test fires more missiles.
Those 23 missiles, the most ever fired from North Korea in a single day. One of the missiles splashed down just 40 miles off the coast of South Korea, despite the missile landing in international waters. It was a little too close for comfort for many on the peninsula who fear one day one of these North Korean missiles could fly off course.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, South Korea's military responded firing missiles of its own. Two Iowa high school students accused of murdering their Spanish teacher last year did it as retaliation for a bad grade, prosecutors say in court documents. The boys were arrested after Nahima Graber's murder last November. She was beaten with a baseball bat. One of the boys' attorneys is arguing that four search warrants were issued illegally and that evidence should be thrown out. Willard Miller and Jeremy Goodell are 17 years old, now 16 then. They'll be tried as adults. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Republican J.D. Vance has a slight lead in most polls in the Ohio Senate race.
The biggest threat to American democracy today is big technology companies in bed with the communist Chinese who are censoring information about American politics.
Vance at a Fox News town hall. He shared the stage with his opponent, Democrat Tim Ryan.
Ohio Representative Tim Ryan says his state needs more cops and better paid cops to fight rising crime. Ryan said during a Fox News town hall he supported federal plans to help officers be better at stopping crime.
We need to make sure that we invest into police training. And that's why we put hundreds of millions, billions of dollars into the rescue package for state and local government so that we can fund the police.
Ryan adds that he is also a supporter of decriminalizing and legalizing marijuana. Representative Ryan is facing Republican J.D. Vance to fill the seat being vacated by Republican Rob Portman. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Russia agrees to return to a deal allowing grain and other exports out of ports in Ukraine during the invasion that was suspended over the weekend, with Russia accusing Ukraine of a drone attack against its fleet in the Black Sea. A rapper's record company says it was a stray bullet that killed him in Houston.
Houston police say they don't believe rapper Takeoff was involved in anything criminal when two gunmen shot and killed him at a bowling alley early Tuesday. Takeoff was a member of the group Migos.
Versace.
Police say the gunman showed up at a private event of about 40 people and opened fire, killing the rapper. But many of the witnesses scattered and ran before police could question them. Houston's mayor is asking anyone who was at the party that has information about the gunman to help police solve the murder. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Stock futures are flat ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.